Because the worst thing is being fake. It's the worst thing. And we're living in a world where the better actor you are, the more popular you will be. And most of these guys are, of all men, most miserable.
Those who act very, very well, they are usually either on drugs or in rehab or in relapse. And we are bombarded by what is not real. Even when they call them reality show, they are not real. God is looking for reality. If you are acting like a leper, you are a leper. The Lord knows those who are His. I don't. I see your actions. So why we took up leprosy today? Many of you travel a long distance. Many of you came here today because the Lord wants you to hear that. Because the Lord has something very special for you. Let's go to the book of Leviticus again. And let's look at chapter 11. And I want us together to read verse 45. The book of Leviticus, chapter 11. And we're all going to read it together, loud and clear. So you have your Bible open to Leviticus, chapter 11. And let's read verse 45 together. For I am... You said it. You said it. I didn't read it to you. You read it. So you're responsible now. You were called from the world to be holy. You were called from the world to resemble the Lord Jesus. This is not a status that are given to some people. It is not a decree that somebody is going to make you saint or holy. And I'm talking on a practical end again. If you are set apart for God for eternity by the blood of the Lord Jesus, positionally you are. I'm not talking about that. What God is saying, I called you out of the world that you might be holy. So what is your purpose of life? If I ask every one of you now and make a survey, what is your purpose of life? Well, I want to finish my high school. I want to finish my college. I want to retire. I want it. That's your purpose of life, isn't it? Get the car. Get whatever. What is your purpose of life? Ask yourself in the presence of the Lord today that question. What is your purpose of life? It's to be set apart for God. And that's going to be while you are at school, while you're at work, while you're doing whatever the Lord have called you to do earthly wise, you are set apart for God. That is the purpose of life. That's your purpose of life. That you are set apart for God. So in every action of your life, in every circumstances of your life, you are called out to represent the Lord Jesus here on earth. That is your purpose. And if you lose sight of that, leprosy is going to come out. So let's look at why did we take leprosy today. Let's go to chapter 14. Leviticus chapter 14. And this time I will read that verse. 57. Leviticus 14, verse 57, the last verse. Well, actually, I'm going to read verse 54, and then I'll read 57. This is the law for all manners of plague, of leprosy, and then I'll read verse 57, to teach when it is unclean, and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. So as you sat here today, you were taught that there are certain things that are the manifestation of the flesh that's in me, and that's leprosy. It is a manifestation of activity, of sin. Either it comes out through my thoughts, or through my action, or through my association. It is something in there, there is an engine working in there, that is producing either thoughts, or action, or association. And that's really life. It is, I think, therefore I am. I do, therefore I am. And I cannot live alone. I'm known with the company that I keep. That's you. That's you in a very basic way. Let's go back again to chapter 11 and verse 45. You are holy. I called you that therefore be ye holy because I am holy. So what is it? I have learned now that my thought, Colossians tells me where my thoughts, where my thinking ought to be. Because as a man think in his heart, so is he. It's the way you think. That's the way you act. Is sin controlling my thinking? Am I influenced by what I see day in and day out, because it would influence the way I think? If you watch certain YouTube clips, if you watch certain comic, if you watch certain performance, it comes out from you. As you are sitting and watching and enjoying it and taking it in, it comes out. Sometimes without even you realizing. It comes in, it takes control, and it comes out. And therefore we are saying, learn how to spend time in the Word. And I don't want to hear, I'm sorry, the stupid excuse. I have no time. I'm not a reader. You know, if God knows that we are not readers, He would have given us a different way to digest the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God. That's one. There's a verse in Lamentation, and I'm not going to read it because time is gone, about the Nazarite, those who were set apart for God. It said there that they were not known in the street. Chapter 4, I think it's verse 5, in Lamentation. Those Nazarite who were separated for God as a result of sin, when you see them in the street, they weren't known. Their features have changed. Have I seen young people that grown up in Christian homes, that taught the Word of God, that when I see them in the street, you don't know them? The effect of sin on them, the conformity to the world, they just become like Samson. You cut my hair, I'll be like everybody else. And we wanted to fit in, so we wanted to be like everybody else. We wanted to dress like them, we wanted to talk like them, we wanted to live like them, because that's a cool thing anyway. Why you want to be the odd one? You don't. We forgot completely that there is dignity. And there is honor that is bestowed upon you and I, because you and I are resembling our Father. We are resembling the Lord Jesus. What dignity that when you walk here in the scene, just as Christ walked. Or do you want the garbage of this world? Be ye holy, because I am holy. That is the standard. It's a very serious matter. The way we think, the way we act, and our garment, the way we dress. What impression do we give people? Young people, what impression? What is really the impression? I don't care what people think about me. Really? Really? Do you know why people kind of dye their hair blue and orange and purple? Because they want attention. They want to feel that they are different. You really don't care about what people think about you? Have you ever thought, what does really the Lord think about me? Have you ever thought I wanted to be agreeable to him? Or do you waste your life? You see, what Satan wanted to do is very simple. If he could take you now and ruin your life, impact you in your mind, in your thought, the way you think, impact you in the way you act, in the way you appear, in the way you conduct yourself. Are you a Christian? Are you a serious Christian? Can I see, knowing you, that, you know what? I can count on him. I can count on her. I know they're going on for the Lord. They're not weird. They're laugh. They have fun. They play sports. They are just normal. But I know I can count on them. I could see spiritual progress in their life. Or you know what? Forget about him. He's a joker. You cannot ask him to do anything. He's not reliable. And you said, I'm still young. So now I'm 18, I'm 20, I'm 25, I'm 26, I'm 29, and you know what? Time is gone. It's June already. Half of the year is gone. And there's one thing that never comes back. You could lose your car, you could get another car. 458 is not coming back. It's gone. It's not coming back. 5 minutes ago are gone. And they are not coming back. Are you redeeming the time? This is very, God wants serious Christians. God wants people who have committed. We have heard of Joseph. How could I do this great sin? Nobody was watching. Sin against God. He was conscious of the presence of God when he was alone. Young people's, it's a very serious matter. But probably 6 months ago, there was an epidemic going on in the world. You saw the picture of it. You heard it in the news, the Ebola virus. The question was asked, how you walk in the world with the matter of association? Have you seen these people who are working with patients that have Ebola viruses? You have to work with them. There's a couple of doctors here. If you have to work in the area where there is, or the people who work with the anthrax, do you see how they dress? They are completely protected as they are walking. I have to go to work. I mean, all of these people that have Ebola are around me. They are. Look at them this way. So I need to be protected. I need to be wearing the garment that protect me completely. That protect me completely from the Ebola virus that is around me. From the anthrax that surround me. I have to go to work. They are all have the plague in them. What am I going to do? I have to be protected. So I have to breathe. Do I have to breathe the same air that they are breathing that's full of dirty jokes? I could have my tube, like the people in the space, that are connected to the oxygen tank. And I always think of the believer that when you get out of your house in the morning, put those, let me use Ephesians chapter 6. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Let your oxygen mask on so you do not have to breathe the junk that's around you. And put those glasses on, better than Google glasses. The glasses that look into the heavenly places and see your position there and see Christ there. So you protect your eyes from the junk that's around you. And when your feet, put those designer shoes. The preparation of the gospel of peace. Those are really good shoes. They are designed by the Lord Jesus. You cannot get better shoes than that. Ephesians chapter 6. Everything is afforded to you to put it on. To breathe. And if you want to eat, you're going to have lunch. You're going to be hungry. What are you feeding on? You are what you eat. What are you feeding on? Let me go back again. This book. Otherwise, there is a danger. Let me finish with that warning. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 5. Because there was a young man brought into privilege. A young man brought into privilege under the most wonderful person that you could have, under the prophet Elijah. What a wonderful position. What a wonderful position. You living with the man of grace. You have seen all of the ability of grace. Everything. You saw also Naaman the Syrian with leprosy. You saw the grace of God. You saw him going to the River Jordan and coming out. You saw all of that. You sat here. You heard about leprosy. So is Gehazi. He heard about leprosy and he saw it. He saw the remedy of leprosy. What are you going to do? What are you going to do now? You sat here, just like he did. You are a child of privilege. You were brought to a Bible conference. You have a Bible. You have the Word of God. You heard the ministry of the Word of God. You heard all of these things. As a matter of fact, I'm hoping that all of the books on the law of leprosy that Larry brought with him, that little book in there that has a funny picture in the front, it's kind of interesting picture. I hope these books are gone. I hope every one of you went and got a book because you need to read these things. What are you going to do today after you leave out of here? Gehazi have a choice. He saw leprosy and it's awful. Listen, a man. That man was a high-ranking general. Great man. He saw that. He saw what leprosy have done to him. He saw also that the man has stuff. What are you going to do? Let me just read to you. Open your Bible. Don't put your head down and go to sleep. Chapter 5, Second Kings chapter 5 and the last few verses. And I'm going to read verse 26, Elisha speaking here. Second Kings chapter 5 and verse 26. And he said unto him, went not mine heart with thee when the man turn again from his chariot to meet thee? Listen to this. Is it time to receive money and vineyard and sheep and oxen and manservant and maidservant? Is it time now, young people, to forget about the Lord completely and go after the things of this world? Is it time? I don't want you to stop going to school. I don't want you to stop to studying or excel. I don't want you to stop that. I want you to be the best in your field, in your study, in everything. A Christian should not be lazy. Absolutely not. A Christian should be working and studying and doing best. Because that's a testimony. But is that all? You want to leave the Lord's things and you want to just focus on that? You're going to get them. Money, silver, gold, it's just right there. You want to get them? You're going to get them. But I'm going to tell you what else you're going to get. I'm going to tell you what else you're going to get with it. Because there is no small print, small font in the Word of God. It's all in the same size. And what did he say? The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave unto thee. It's a warning in the Word of God. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, and I will just read that word, because I hate to end on the leprosy of Naaman the Syrian cleave unto thee. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, and I think it is verse 10. And that verse, I want us to read this together. Ephesians chapter 6, and verse 10. Can we read that verse together? Remember the verse we read together? It said, I have called you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, be ye holy, because I am holy. Now let's see what the last word, the last verse I want to stick in our mind saying. Let's read together verse 10. Can we? Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally,
my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Amen. We're happy that you came. Dinner will be served in a few minutes. After that, there is a fellowship time at the Wyman's house. Clark, the Clark Assembly, Lord willing, will be hosting a conference next Saturday. Be great that many will attend. Start around 9:30 in the morning. If you have a question about what was said today, even in regard to the matter when the gospel was preached, if you're just not clear or not sure, please, as the invitation was given, reach out. If you have a question that you are embarrassed to ask, you could ask any of us. You know what that is? Have you read it? There's a couple of copies sitting there. It addresses some of the challenges that we meet in our Christian life. You could take a copy. Most of you are free this summer. Read it. You can go on our website and get the older issues. There's an article I would love every one of you to read about spiritual laziness, how to overcome that, among other articles.